With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A 16-year-old girl is charged with assault after a fight at a local high school. It happened on March 19th at Chatham Kent Secondary School. Police say one female youth assaulted and injured another female youth during the incident. The girl just turned herself into police before noon yesterday. She was released with conditions in a future court date. Chatham Kent's Acting Medical Officer of Health is warning loneliness is one of the rising public health challenges in the municipality. Dr. Shankar Nisatharai says loneliness is more complicated than we might think and needs to be addressed, especially in rural areas. He says loneliness can have worse health effects than smoking 15 cigarettes or consuming 6 drinks a day. Dr. Nisatharai says living alone increases a person's chance of dying by 26% to 32%. The risk of death goes up by 29% with self-isolation. The federal government is setting up a $500 million fund to provide mental health care to young people. It'll go to community health organizations. The Minister for Mental Health and Addiction says they can reach more people than post-secondary school campuses can. The Canadian Press says this morning's announcement is the latest one leading up to the federal budget, which comes out next Tuesday. And if you're unsure about what to do with those solar eclipse glasses you have left over, there's an organization that will reuse them. Astronomers Without Borders will take them off your hands and send them to areas where people might not be able to afford them. It also prevents some pairs from ending up in the landfill. In Chatham, Kent, you can drop off your solar eclipse glasses at any library branch to be donated. The deadline is May 1st. The Leafs are right back on the ice tonight after beating the Penguins yesterday. Toronto's on the road taking on New Jersey, with the Devils just 5 points behind the Red Wings for the final wildcard spot in the East. The Red Wings are taking on the Washington Capitals tonight, who are also chasing them in the standings, 1 point back. In other NHL action, Montreal's taking on Philadelphia, with the Flyers just 1 point behind the Red Wings. The Toronto Blue Jays continue their home opening series against the Seattle Mariners today. The Tigers take on the Pirates in Pittsburgh this afternoon in the finale of their two-game series. And the Toronto Raptors play their final home game of the season tonight as they host Indiana. The Pistons try to snap a 4-game losing skid as they head to Philadelphia. Clouds rolling in this afternoon with a chance of showers and the risk of a thunderstorm later on, high of 23 Celsius. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers, then clearing, low 5, mainly sunny tomorrow, and a high of 18. Right now it's 16 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.